This is Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out, and we're introducing a new series on Telluride Inside and Out. The name of the series is To Your Health, and it will be medical news you can use from the doctors at the Telluride Medical Center. To introduce the series, I am talking with Gordon Reichart and Dr. Sharon Grundy. Gordon on the administrative side and Dr. Sharon Grundy on the family medicine side. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
So, Gordon, you first. What do we all need to know about the services provided by the Telluride Medical Center? And in that answer, Gordon, comes a question that I've heard on the street. Can I really get to know my doctor there? Is there such a thing as my doctor at the Telluride Medical Center? Or do I get who I get when I show up for a visit or make a call with a question?
Both good questions. The Telluride Medical Center is a group of three independent services that do work together. We have a multi-specialty primary care center that is the safety net clinic for the community. By that I mean that our mission is to treat everyone regardless of their ability to pay. And with the economy in the state that it is today, that is needed more and more.
Yes.
We also offer a 24/7 emergency services department that is also a trauma center, a level 5 trauma center. It's the only 24/7 emergency service within 65 miles, and so it's a critical service to have at a world-class resort. The final service, the final department that we have is the Institute for Altitude Medicine, and their primary goal is to help people live better at altitude. As far as your question is, can I have a primary care physician, a personal physician? The answer is certainly yes. And that's how we actually encourage people to interact with our primary care department. We have a medical home where a patient can have a personal physician. When they schedule an appointment, they can request that specific provider. If on the day that they absolutely have to make a visit to the medical center, they have a primary care need, it's not an emergency need, but they really want to see a primary care provider that day, and their personal physician or their personal provider is not working that day, you know, then we would make an offer for them to see any one of the remaining providers that are here that day. As you probably know, Susan, we're open 6 days a week. And it's a little hard to ask our providers to work all six of those days.
Yeah.
So invariably, there is going to be a day that if they have to be seen on that day, that they're not going to be here. All of our providers are first-class, high-quality providers, and I don't think anyone is going to be disappointed with whoever they see. So, we want them to establish a personal provider, but, you know, if indeed that person is not here that day, we feel like we have a wonderful individual for them to see.
Okay. Thank you for that. And one more question for you, Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
What is the vision for the future of the Telluride Medical Center?
We are very interested, ultimately, of being in position to do what's called population health management. We are in the throes of converting an electronic medical record to a system that will allow us to track each individual if they have a chronic disease or if they have an issue that's ongoing long term. That information is aggregated for everyone for this community. So we can, through analysis of the database, get a snapshot of the health of our community. That will in turn let us develop programs, whether it be for diabetes, whether it be for asthma, whether it be for depression, any number of different things that our community has that they need help in improving their health status on. This will be all run and operated by Dr. Sharon Grundy as the medical director of our primary care department. So she'll oversee this, instructing those who work with her in primary care as to how to implement programs to best serve our community.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you for that answer. Now, Dr. Grundy, to you and the medical part of this conversation, why did you decide to get another medical degree, a fellowship, I believe it was, in integrative medicine? Why wasn't a solid degree from the University of Miami Medical School enough? And I'm hoping that your answer will provide insights into the role of preventative medicine at the Telluride Medical Center.
So those are, again, great questions. So I had been practicing here at the Telluride Medical Center for about 6 years, and I had come here right after finishing my residency, actually, at LSU Medical Center in Louisiana. And what I had kind of found as I got further into the actual practice of medicine, that standard medicine is often focused on symptoms and being reactive rather than being preventative focused and being proactive with patients. And we learned, you know, I'm an internist. That's what my residency was in. We got to take care of the sickest of the sick. You were taking care of chronic diseases. But as I got out into practice, and I was not working in a hospital because we don't have a hospital here, the question was, how do you prevent someone from even going down that pathway? And it's an epidemic in the U.S. If you go on the CDC website and you look at the graphs for obesity that's being tracked in America, it's horrible as to where we're headed in this nation. And so I really didn't feel like I had the tools to approach people with good facts and good recommendations on nutrition, exercise, lifestyle changes. You know, prevention, I could recommend mammograms and colonoscopies. But there's this whole other dimension that I felt was missing from standard medical education that we get through medical school in our residency program. And so I had searched out kind of how to find out more information and was recommended to kind of look at the University of Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine, which was created by Andrew Wild, and then applied for the fellowship there, and that was supported by the board who helped me partially financially be able to go to this. So it's a two-year program of about 1,000 hours, a two-year distance learning program, and we go down there. And the things that I feel most valuable with completion of the program has been, again, this ability to learn to communicate better with my patients. We use a technique called motivational interviewing to help actually people come to fruition and tackle their big problems, not just smoking, but eating addiction and weight problems and lack of exercise and stress. They really helped me understand the importance of nutrition and how to actually recommend it to a patient. You know, here a lot of us exercise, but there's probably a third of us who don't really exercise a lot. They're working too much. They're commuting long hours, and how to help motivate a patient to actually integrate that into their life somehow. And then also, other than nutrition, one of America's large problems is the amount of stress we carry around on a constant level. And I feel through the fellowship, we learned how to kind of, again, help people identify that and maybe help give them some tools to start conquering their stress, putting up boundaries, and kind of controlling that. Because stress and poor nutrition lead to so many of the chronic disease. The World Health Organization kind of feels that through dietary changes, probably about 60% of most chronic diseases could be prevented. That's astounding. Like, we should be focusing on this. And we have, like, why are we talking about giving pills for this and that when we could actually be preventing so many of these things and actually cutting healthcare costs globally? So that's my objective, and it's my passion, is to really get out in the community and help people make change in the right direction.
Wonderful. Perfect. I hope this series contributes, sort of supports your passion, mm-hmm. and helps provide information.
I think
it would
be a great medium. Yep.
Wonderful. So finally, who are the doctors on your team and what are their specialties? We want to introduce them here so that people are familiar with their names and they know if they have a particular issue, they may know in a more targeted fashion who to ask for.
Mm-hmm. So at the Telluride Medical Center, we have two divisions. We have the primary care and we have the emergency room. In the primary care, all of our providers have been here for over 10 years. Myself being the most recent addition, and again, this year is my 10th year working here. Dr. Kent Gaylord's been here the longest, and he's a family practice doctor. He sees a broad range of patients from everything. We've actually had him kind of focus on well child checks and pediatrics because we do not have a pediatrician in the area. And I bring my child to him. I think he does a fabulous job of screening for disease, developmental disorders, and making sure that we're going to see the right person if we notice a problem. He also is certified to do FAA physicals for all of our pilots in town and is comfortable, again, seeing children and adults. And then myself, I'm a board-certified internal medicine practitioner with a fellowship in integrative medicine, and I do see some kids on for the occasional earache, but I like Kent to do most of the pediatrics. For myself, I do mostly adult medicine, and I focus a lot on kind of very complex patients who have to certain practitioners would think overwhelming medical problems, and I help walk them through that, not necessarily to cure, but to be their partner to try to help them get through life with a positive outlook. Then we have Laura Cattell, who's our physician assistant, and she also sees a broad range of patients from age 2 days up to 100 years old, and she does a lot of women's health here and preventative medicine. My other practitioner is Eric Johnson, who's a certified nurse practitioner, and he also kind of sees the range of patients from early childhood to elderly. All of us here can basically do physical exams and female exams. We do a lot of dermatology because there's no dermatologist in the area. We do a lot of kind of skin assessments and decide if a referral is necessary. And we have a lot of ability to kind of do we have a lot of ability to do diagnostics here and make sure that is the trip to Montrose or Grand Junction or to somewhere else necessary or not. And so those are our primary care practitioners. On the emergency care, on the emergency side, we have four practitioners. We have Dr. Peter Hackett, who is board certified in emergency medicine. Actually, all of our emergency room physicians are board certified, and he helps do ER coverage, but he also is running our Institute for High Altitude Research, and so he does a lot of consults for patients who live here as second homeowners or full-time or just coming to visit to help them acclimate to the altitude. Dr. Hare, Dan Hare, is one of our ER doctors, and he does shifts here in the emergency room and one of my favorite people to work with. He is does a great job with his care and is very patient with people when sometimes a life-threatening situation. We also have then a husband and wife team, Diana Colliker and Paul Colliker, who both share ER shifts, and Deanna is actually our medical director of the emergency and trauma services here at Telluride, and she actually also oversees the EMS in the area, and they both do a fabulous job, and we're very lucky that they joined our team. I think it's been about 3 or 4 years ago.
Dr. Grindy, this is Gordon. Could you mention something about the list of visiting specialists that we
have? I was just going to ask that. Thank you. Thank you, Gordon, for jumping in.
So we, over the last, 20 years, we've here at the medical center, they've really tried to encourage practitioners from the surrounding areas to maybe come up and do a monthly clinic because it is hard, especially in winter, and especially if you're injured, to go travel an hour and a half to 2 hours. We all love living out here because it's remote, but it also can be kind of frustrating if you have a medical issue going on. So one of our most frequent assessments here at the medical center can be orthopedic injuries. So we do have two different orthopedic groups come to the Telluride Medical Center, and they actually come once a week. We have Alpine Orthopedics and Sports Medicine come over from Gunnison/Crested Butte area, and that's Dr. Gloria Beam and Dr. Rhett Griggs, who's a hand specialist. But they both are excellent orthopedic surgeons, and we're very lucky to have them. Gloria's actually been, I think, coming up here for over 16 years. And then down in Montrose, we have Western Slope Orthopedics, and Dr. Vin Singh and Kelly Bynum, who are both orthopedic surgeons, come to visit once a week also. We have a visiting ophthalmologist that's here just for part of the year. He has he's a professor and also has a practice back in New York, is Andrew Dahl, but we're very lucky to have him. He is an excellent ophthalmologist and is here for the major summer months and the major winter months out of the medical center. We have the Montrose midwives that come up and help our pregnant ladies get their visits if they're delivering at Montrose Hospital. We have a plastic surgeon that comes up once a month from Arizona, Jeffrey Patak. Cardiology, it's about 9 months out of the year. We have a visiting cardiologist come up one day a month, Dr. Mark Rosenthal. And then we also have visiting psychiatrist from Midwest Mental Health, Dr. William Carls, who comes up every other Friday. And I think
Greg Pearson?
Oh, and Dr. Peterson, he's not on my list. Dr. Peterson just started coming up. He's a urologist from Montrose who's been in the area for a long time and comes up and does evaluation for mostly, it seems to be, men with prostates, and he does vasectomies and does procedures, and he comes up once a month.
And how do I know if I am interested in some of those services of your visiting doctors? How do I know their schedule?
So usually we have it posted at the front desk, so if someone does call the front desk, they are aware of what their schedule's like, so they can make an assessment. It tends to be the orthopedist from Gunnison come just about every Monday. The orthopedists from Montrose come Wednesdays and Fridays. Dr. Dahl, he actually has you call his home number here, and he sets that up. The midwives come every other Wednesday. The plastic surgeon, we have to ask Dr. Patak when he's going to be here, and same with Dr. Mm-hmm. Rosenthal. And then Dr. Carls is here every other Friday. So they are all independent practitioners other than the cardiologist and the plastic surgeon. So mostly you have to call their offices to find out when they'll be here and if they have openings in Telluride. So just our front desk helps kind of, if you know of a specific orthopedic or you want to see the cardiologist, they help kind of direct you if you need to call another office or if we can help set that appointment up.
Wonderful. Thank you. This has been Susan Vibrock, Telluride Inside and Out. I've been talking with Gordon Reichart and Dr. Sharon Grundy about all things Telluride Medical Center. This is the launch of a series that will appear every other Monday, except in the case of national health emergencies like the E. coli epidemic, and you might see more stories on things like that. But in general, every other Monday, the column will be To Your Health. It will be news you can use about headlines you see in the newspapers all the time, issues like vitamin D, high-altitude medicine, sunscreens, nutrition. So look for it on Telluride Inside and Out from the doctors at the Telluride Medical Center. Thank you both for joining me.
Thank you, Susan.